Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fabulous. Thank you very much.
Good, good. Right, before we move on to you being a celebrity, in the Falklands, you were involved in music a lot, weren't you, down here?
My role in the Falklands was OC Accounts for the support unit there, but I also, in my spare time, was part of the Orange Rhinos, which was a band that was put together by a few of us there at the time that had a passion for music.
And you did a lot of gigs as well, didn't you? Pretty much toured the whole of the Falklands.
Yeah, we did. I think we counted it was about 40 gigs altogether whilst we were there. So, you know, most weekends we would go and gig at the local venues that we could just to bring the morale up of everybody that's out there. So that's what we did.
And then since being in the Falklands, it was about a year ago, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. So I got back from the Falklands about October time last year. And music-wise, I continued to play with a couple of the members, like acoustic sets at friends and family's birthdays and weddings. But I'm also the manager of the RAF Spitfire Choir. So that's been quite busy as well over the last year. And we've recently, as you're aware, released a charity single called 1914, The Christmas Carol.
We are very aware of it, yes. And we are loving it as well. We're playing it a lot on BFBS. So tell me all about it. How did it come together?
Well, we basically were supported by the RAF Benevolent Fund. So they obviously given us some funding over the last year or so. And we were asked by them in about September, October time this year if we would perform a single that a gentleman called Chris Eaton had written. And so really privileged to be asked to be the choir. And so it was about a week or so notice that we had to go down to a North London recording studio and record the track. And then we filmed the actual video at Westminster Abbey, which was obviously an absolute privilege to be part of. And it's quite emotional, actually.
For people that haven't heard the song, before we move on to the video, can you tell us what it's all about?
OK, so this year marks the centenary of the start of World War One. And it's obviously, World War One was a war that claimed millions of lives. And the song celebrates the power of Christmas to bring peace amongst the myths of war and commemorates those who fought in World War One. Or those who lost loved ones. In particular, it recalls the first Christmas in the trenches in 1914, basically.
And you say the video was shot at Westminster Abbey. What was it like filming there?
It was just really emotional because of what it means. I mean, basically, we sung it at the grave of the unknown warrior in Westminster Abbey. And the significance really is that, I mean, the unknown warrior has no rank or branch of service. He's truly unknown, and in being so, he represents every soldier, sailor and airman who served. It was incredibly moving, really, to film there. And, you know, we just hope our song and video are equally fitting tribute to those who served and sacrificed in the Great War.
So almost all of you that performed in this song are in the military, apart from two people, Abby Scott and the young guy that we see, William Insko. Can you tell me about William?
OK, so he was the 2014 BBC Radio 2 Young Chorister of the Year finalist. So him and Abby basically represent the civilians affected by the war. You know, the millions of wives, mothers and children on the home front. And I think both Abby and Will's great-grandfathers fought in World War One as well.
So the song is a charity single. What are the charities you are raising money for?
So the song raises funds for the Royal Navy and Marines charity, the Army Benevolent Fund, the Soldiers Charity and the RAF Benevolent Fund. All three charities supported the soldiers, sailors and airmen of the Great War and continue to support those who serve their country and their families today. So it's just really important that, you know, everybody downloads the tracks, all that money, 100% of the profit go to the military charities.
And do you think you guys have got a shot at being Christmas number one this year?
Well, I think if we get the backing of everybody in the military and all the families, their friends, and obviously if we can raise enough awareness out in the public for them to back us and support us, then I think we've got a great shot at getting to number one. And it would just mean, getting to number one would just mean that we've raised absolutely loads of money for charity, which is just fantastic.
Well, fingers crossed that it does make it. I will be voting for you. I will be buying the single and hopefully everybody else does in the Falklands as well. Sally, it's been absolutely amazing talking to you this morning.
Thank you.
Just before I let you go, though, I'm going to play the song on the show right now. So would you like to introduce it?
I would love to introduce it. This is the 1914, The Carol of Christmas. Ooh.
was Christmas night on a battleground. Every weary man laid his rifle down. Through the burning mist, you could hear the sound of a carol song on a battleground.
Where is victory on this battle?